morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little nippy outside, but it's winter time, and we're just going to have to live with it. 10 degrees in Kennebunk this morning, where I live. You know, it's warmer. It was 2 below 0 when the program began, so we are into the middle of a heat wave here. Let's hope it gets up above freezing. It would be nice, but better than snow, I guess. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. You give us a call, and we'll help you to have a better time with your garden. So if you have a problem with something in your garden, call us, and we'll try and help you to prevent from having it again this year. Okay? Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, we have David from Boston, Massachusetts, who has a question about mugwort.
Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a question about a specific weed that I'm having a real hard time with. It's a real horrible weed, and it's called mugwort, I believe. Okay. The root system grows sideways down underneath the ground. And I'm finding it very difficult to eradicate. And I was wondering if you had any organic solutions for that or, you know, I know we could use Roundup or something. But and then another question I had was I've got some oak leaf hydrangeas and some wisteria that are not flowering.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you'd recommend for that.
Okay, how old is the wisteria?
It's only about 3 years old.
Okay, and the hydrangea, are they planted in sun or shade?
Part shade.
Okay, it's getting shade in the morning or the afternoon?
Afternoon.
Afternoon shade.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, on your wisteria. Wisteria is a plant that will drive you absolutely crazy. It's a wonderful plant, but I'll tell you, it is so stubborn. I've always found that it will take you at least 3 years from the time that you plant it, unless you've got a big plant. You know, if you bought a nice, well-established plant that's at least an inch in diameter. If the main trunk coming out of the ground is an inch in diameter, then you've got a good chance of having flowers. But until it gets to be that thick, it can be a real pain. Now, here's what I found. Wisteria should be cut back as soon as it finishes flowering. Now, yours is not blooming. So, traditionally, in New England, the wisteria will bloom in May, normally around Mother's Day. So, when you see it growing and it's in bloom, I want you to take your plant and cut it back by about 25%. That will prevent the plant from getting longer because it's really a vine, and some people can grow it into a tree. Cut it back by about 25%. It slows down that growth, tells the plant to become thicker, grow a bigger trunk, make it stronger. It delays the top of the plant, but it gives it more girth. That's the time that you prune it, when it gets done blooming. So when you see they're in bloom around you, cut yours back, and it will get thicker, less growth. I want you to feed it spring and fall, and I want you to use a fertilizer that has mycorrhiza contained. I use a general-purpose fertilizer like Plant Tone, spring and fall, but during the growing season, and especially after you've pruned it, there's a company called Alpha Bio, and they're probably about 2 years old, and they sell the only company that has liquid mycorrhiza. And the stuff is wonderful. Also, Espoma, they have, in their Plant Tone, they have added mycorrhiza. So if you use the Plant Tone fertilizer with the mycorrhiza and during the year hit it two or three times with the liquid mycorrhiza, that will help a great deal. During July and August, when it's hot and it's dry, if you can water the wisteria, that will help. You don't have to do it every day, but if a couple of times during July, a couple of times during August, you can water that plant with 10 gallons of water. Drag the hose, put the sprinkler near it for a half an hour to really wet that soil around the plant. It will really help the wisteria because it makes the flowers for the following year during July, August, and September. So if there's plenty of moisture and you're using the mycorrhiza at that time, it will really help the plant. That will help there. On your hydrangea, the oak leaf hydrangea is one of the few of the hydrangea that will grow and bloom in the shade. And if you go down the Cape Cod, they're all over the place, but they're in the shade. Big leaves, and the leaf does resemble an oak leaf, not like your regular hydrangea. More lobed, big, looks like a hand. If you can feed that the same way, you use a mycorrhiza, and for the oak leaf, because they do better with an acid soil, use Holly Tone instead of Plant Tone. And if you can do that in the spring, and then again in the early fall, I like to apply it when I see that the kids are going to school, or even in late August. Feed it both times, and hit it with the liquid mycorrhiza called Thrive, Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Those plants will do very well. Now, mugwort, you hit the nail on the head. It has a very long, fibrous root system, and it could grow a foot away from the plant, and poof, a new plant comes out, grows another foot away from the plant, and another one shoots out. And there really is nothing organically that you can put on that plant that will kill it because the plant is so aggressive and so strong that anything that's organic will probably kill that foliage that you've put it on, but the root system is so strong that it just will fight it off and it will make all new plants. You need to use something that is a systemic. And what I found is if your mugwort is growing in between perennials, You can't put Roundup in a spray bottle and spray it because you're going to kill all the other flowers. Mix up some Roundup in like a coffee can. Get a paintbrush. Paint the Roundup directly on the foliage of the weed. You do that with poison ivy. If it's coming in between junipers or ground covers like Pachysandra or English ivy, paint the foliage with the weed killer. That way you don't hurt the other plants around it, and it will die. But organically, because the plant is so strong, there's nothing that's going to work. Okay? Thank you, Dave. Good luck with everything. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Kendra from Northfield, Vermont, who has a question about a lemon tree.
Kendra, we're coming up on the break. When we come back, we will help you with your lemon tree. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
and that's a county fair. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, we're talking with Kendra. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning. Before I ask my questions about my lemon tree, I would just like to tell you how much I enjoy the recipes every week in your newsletter. They are sensible recipes. Most of them actually become part of my permanent file. I have about an 8 or 10 year old lemon tree. That's 6 feet tall. I got it out of a catalog. It's a little miniature. And it is in fabulous shape, all kinds of brand new sprouts already from this spring. But it hasn't bloomed in about 4 years. I do have some new shoots that about 3 years ago started coming out of the base of the plant. And those bloom, and I have some little lemons on those. But the main tree is doing nothing for me.
Okay. When you look at your lemon tree, where the base is it bigger at the base noticeably than it is, let's say, a foot up from that?
I believe it probably is.
Because a lot of citrus are grafted.
Yes, this actually was a lemon, lime, and orange, but only the lemons evidently took. I've only had lemons from it.
Okay, that's part of the problem. What happens is they've grafted that tree to control the size and to help it to fruit better. And it's possible that there's a problem where the graft is.
Mm-hmm.
So things that you can do. The citrus plant is a plant that loves an acid-type fertilizer. So using something like Mir acid, you know, Miracle-Gro comes in a green and yellow container, and normally right near the shelf where the Miracle-Gro is Mir acid, and it's a blue and silver box made by the same company. Miracle-Gro is for flowers and vegetables, and Mir acid is for acid-loving plants like gardenias, camellias, citrus, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel. So what I would do is every other time, so feed with what you're normally doing it now, and every other time that you feed, use Mir acid to try and make the soil a little bit more acidic, and that should help it. The other thing, does plant thrive? With the mycorrhizae will definitely help it to give you some flower buds. The other thing that you can do, and you won't see it every place, but every now and then, some of the big box stores Home Depot, Lowe's, even Walmart every now and then, will get, for no particular reason, a box of citrus fertilizer. It's ordered as a chain does, and every now and then they'll accidentally ship it to the Northeast. And if you ever see a bag of citrus fertilizer, then buy that and fertilize it with that. Okay? But if you do a little bit of mere acid, I think that that would help you to get some blooms, because they do prefer a soil that's on the acidic side, and the citrus food is basically done the same way. So I would try that. The other thing, citrus does like a cooler winter than most tropical plants. Where my son lives in Florida, he's in north central Florida called Okalawaha, and it gets cold. As a matter of fact, I was looking on the internet before the program, and Orlando was 29 degrees this morning. It's cold. So the citrus crops during the winter do cool off. So it could be, if you're keeping your house at a steady temperature all year round, that that change from hot to cold may be part of the reason. So maybe if you could move the plant during the winter to a same kind of a sunny room, or the room where it's going to be a little bit cooler than the rest of the house, that may help to initiate flower initiation to the plant.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild...
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. John, who's up next?
This is Mike from New Hampshire, who has a question about a tomato plant.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. I've been talking to you about this tomato plant for a few weeks now that I brought in from the outside, and it's flourishing
yes.
Now. It's really growing, and it's budding, and it's got flowers on it. But it's really bushy and stuff. Should I prune this thing back to give the tomatoes a chance to grow or leave it the way it is?
Just leave it alone. All that foliage is needed right now because your days are short. I mean, we are getting, you know, we're gaining a good minute every single day. But what you want to do is make sure that every day you just gently tap the top of that plant where those flowers are. Because tomatoes are pollinated with wind, and being that it's inside the house, there's no wind. So by you tapping the plant and shaking the flowers, that will stir the pollen that the plant is making to make sure that you get tomatoes. If you don't disturb the plant and it stays perfectly still, chances are the pollen will fall to the ground and you won't have pollination. So just tap them. Many, many years ago when I was in college at UMass, we took a field trip to visit a local greenhouse in Amherst where they grow tomatoes. And they grow them in the ground, in beds, but they, to hold them up, they have wire, like fencing, 10 inch by 10 inch wire fencing that they suspend over the ground. And at each end of the planting bed, where the wire was, there were big springs. And several times a day, the workers would just grab a hole of the fencing and pull it. And the spring action would make the fence sway from end to end, and that shook the plant to give you pollination. So just a little shake now and then will help. I mean, if it's growing good, it's making flower buds, it means it's happy. And you need all the leaves that you can right now because of the length of the day. So congratulations, you're doing real good. And keep us informed on when you get to pick tomatoes. Appreciate the phone call, Mike. Good luck and continued success. Don, who's up next?
This is John from Boston, Massachusetts, who has a question about a Guatemalan pepper plant.
John, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Somebody brought me back, a woman I work with, a pepper plant from Guatemala. And I put in a cup at work, and then I brought it home and I've watered it. Some of the leaves on the bottom are turning a little yellow. But I'm wondering if I could, in being winter and all, can I transplant that to from a cup to a regular, you know, pot?
A pot. Yeah, I would definitely do that, John. Give it some room because your days are getting longer, the sun's getting brighter, and that plant, as it begins to mature, will need some room to grow. It's like a coffee pot size right now, the cup?
No, it's a little, you know, drinking cup, and it's plastic, and I put a hole in the bottom of it. And it's just a single, scrawny little plant. It's not very big.
Yeah. I would put it, for now, in a 4-inch pot. And I would, every 2 weeks, get some Miracle-Gro, give it a good drink with when you water, and give it plenty of sun. The other thing that you want to do, pepper plants love heat. So if you see that the weatherman is calling for a cold night like we just had, take it off the windowsill because right up against the glass, it's cold. And, again, peppers love the heat. So at supper time, take it off the windowsill, put it in the middle of the room before you leave for work in the morning, put it right back on the windowsill. And if it can be a south-facing window, where it's going to get sun all day, they'll love it. Every plant starts small, so you may have something that could be a lot of fun to watch grow. It could be a very unusual shape to the fruit. The only question is, and you'll have to ask her, how hot will that pepper get? My son, Matthew, who lives in Florida, loves things that are hot. He goes to Mexican restaurants, and he always orders stuff that's going to be spicy. And 2 years ago, we went with him, and he said, "Dad, just try this." I thought my lips were going to come right off my face. But, you know, peppers come from sweet to really, really hot. Talk to the woman who gave you the plant so that you know ahead of time before what it's going to do. And see if she can find out a name other than just where it comes from. And if you can find the name of that plant, then go on the internet. And that will give you more information about the temperature range that is going to create when you eat the plant. But again, peppers love sun. They love heat. The hotter, the sunnier they are, the better your peppers are going to thrive. Thank you. 800-259-9231. John, who's next?
Up next, this is Edna from Cape Cod, who has a question about a bay plant.
Edna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
A few weeks back, you said you had a bay plant.
Yes.
Sweet bay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know how you grow it. I kill all mine. I said leaves turn brown starting at the edge. Does that give you a clue?
Yes. Okay. I'll tell you what I do with mine. I bought mine from a nursery in Maine. It bought it in a 4-inch pot, and it was probably about 3 inches tall, maybe 5 years ago now. And grew it on my patio where I could keep an eye on it. And when the kids went back to school, I brought it in the house. I put it in a south-facing window. And that very first year, like you, I had a lot of brown on the edges of the leaf. And the leaf got kind of a dull green. It wasn't shiny like it was outside. And it doesn't grow during the winter. It just sits there. So there's no new growth. And I was feeding it. And I talked to the nursery, the greenhouse rather, and he told me that it loves humidity. So the following year, I got a 6-inch plastic saucer. I put the 4-inch pot on the saucer filled with stone, and every morning I added water to the stone, and during the day it would slowly evaporate. And that winter, I had a lot less damage to the foliage. On the third year, I moved it from a 4-inch pot to a 6-inch. The plant doubled in size. And right now, it's in a 10-inch pot. It's probably 18 to 24 inches tall. And a good foot or more in diameter. It's absolutely beautiful. And it stays outside from the middle of May until the middle to the end of September. The winter, full sun all day. But try putting it in a saucer, on top of a saucer with stones, and I do mist it. I don't mist it as much as I should, but I think if you could mist it at least once a day, your foliage will do a lot better. But that's all I did with mine, and as I say, I'm on my fifth year, and it's absolutely beautiful right now. Thank you. We appreciate that phone call. Good luck with it. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll all work together so that you can have a great gardening season. Now, gardening is fun, but it's a lot of work. And I don't care who it is that tells you, oh, that's so easy. It's not easy until you know what you're doing. And I don't want you ever to be scared to ask a question. If you have a problem, call me. When you're at your local nursery or garden center, don't say to yourself, oh, this is such a dumb question. They're going to think bad of me. They're going to think more of you if you ask the question. How are you going to find out how to solve the problem? That's why I went to school. I wanted to learn how to grow plants. I went to UMass in Amherst. They taught me how to garden. I practiced in my yard. I worked at a nursery, learned every single day. I killed a lot of plants. The way that you learn sometimes is by killing a plant. You learn by your mistakes. But please, don't feel that, oh, this is a dumb question. How are you going to know how to solve the problem if you don't ask. You'll keep killing it over and over and over again. Then you get discouraged, and then you stop gardening. And that's not fun. You should be gardening indoors. You should be gardening outside. This time of the year, a lot of you think, oh, it's just houseplants. You should be growing on your windowsill parsley, basil, chives, oregano. Basil, at this time of the year, if you're making a tossed salad or if you're cooking, you know, a lot of people will go to the supermarket and they'll buy fresh basil, chop it all up, put it in the salad. It tastes good. But if you grow your own plant, I find myself walking up to the plant in the middle of the day, grabbing a leaf, crushing it in my fingertips, and just smelling it. And if you can encourage yourself to say, I can do this. But grow 3 or 4 pots of herbs on your windowsill. You're making a tossed salad. You take fresh parsley. You chop it all up nice and fine. Blend it with your salad greens. You won't believe the taste difference. Chives. Oregano. Oh, the oregano. Rosemary. You can do this. But you need to say to yourself, I can. I'm going to try it. If I fail, I'll try again. Call us, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here on Sunday mornings to help you to become a better gardener. And what we'd like you to do is get a pad of paper, a pen, and write some notes that will help you when the garden season does arrive. We'd also like you to sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is free. If you have the internet, all you need to do is to go to paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it, and then you give us your email address. And every Thursday, we will send you a new newsletter that will give you some information. Give us a call. Tell us what you'd like us. Or if you go to the, when you've read the newsletter, you can print it. Now, we fixed the newsletter. We had a lot of people that said they didn't want to print the entire thing. We have fixed the newsletter so that now you can print each of the individual articles. So if there's just one article that you like, if you look at the newsletter, you can print just that article. This week, for example, we did a story on Moses and the bulrushes, a great tropical plant, on how to grow grapes, and on bugs. So that if you're concerned about insects, you can print just that letter, save it, and that way when you have an insect problem, you can go back to it and refer to it. But sign up for the newsletter. There's a lot of good information in there. It's different every single week. We touch on tropical plants for the house, vegetables, herbs, trees, shrubs, ground covers, vines, and each week will be different, and it's free. Call us, give us some ideas of what you'd like for us to write about. Last week, these were questions that were asked. This week, we're going to do a story for you on Thursday on Clivia, a great tropical plant. The foliage looks like a belt with orange blossoms that are trumpet shaped. We'll also do a story on black knot disease that affects plum, not just the fruiting plum, but the flowering plum also. So these are ideas that you're giving me, and I will give you more information in return. So don't be shy. Give us a call. We're here every single Sunday. You can also listen to us on the Internet. If you go to paulparent.com, you can listen on the Internet. You can also listen after the show. On the Internet, it says podcasts. So if you miss the show on Sunday, you can go to my website on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, click onto podcast, and you can listen to the show during the week. So we're giving you a lot of ideas, a lot of information, and lots of help, but don't be shy. Don't say to yourself, I'm scared to call. It's you and me on the radio. We'll have a good time. We'll try and help to answer a whole bunch of questions so that you will have more fun in your garden and with your houseplants. And I want you to try different things in your garden every year. Don't plant the same plants. Don't plant always in patience. Try begonias one year. Try coleus. Coleus is an old-time plant, for example. It's been around for ever since we started gardening. But the new hybrids of the coleus family are incredible. There are some varieties of coleus that will make a leaf the size of a football. They make wonderful potted plants. You can bring them inside for the winter. So you can grow coleus out in your yard, dig them up in the fall, pot them up, and bring them inside for the winter. How many plants can you do that with? So they're fun. And we'll give you information every week on something different. And if you need the information, call. The number, 800-259-9231. Have a great week. Bundle up with the cold. And tune us in next week. Dawn, thank you for all your help today, as usual. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye, everybody. Enjoy the week.